I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, no, it's funny. You tried to screw it up, and you're so bad at timing, you didn't screw it. You accidentally did it right.
Well, you ruined it.
It's a Tuesday morning in the break of Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
I think my mic's broken, buddy.
I can hear you.
Can you?
Yeah, you sound fine.
What did you do?
Somebody messed with it.
Yeah, okay, see, I figured this out yesterday. So we have new mics, we told you yesterday, right, that were put in. They're black, so they're like, cool. That's how you know we're badass, man.
What it is?
Black mics, man. Black Mic Motorcycle Club. But our old mics, you could just, like, twist a thing and tighten them up. These ones, you have to, like, spin all the way around, like the full mic.
Okay.
But there's a cord involved, so it gets all wrapped up. Mm-hmm. It's not great. By the way, I do want to start the show. I feel bad that Kimmy's mic is not working because she's already in a bad mood because she can't take a joke.
I'm in a bad mood.
You hear that?
She's snappy.
Because we started the show. Tommy, you went to a fancy restaurant we talked about.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, it was a story.
Yeah.
So there's a new restaurant. What's the location? Like, what area is it?
So it's right downtown in that new, like, hip area where, like, is like five restaurants.
So
that you can't see from the street.
Yeah, nailed it.
So this place, it's vintage, right? Like, you walk in and it feels like an old kind of old school joint.
And we
had a discussion about how that's become more trendy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, going back in time. So Kimmy, you had asked Tommy about it. We were talking about it.
Yeah.
And how did you say the name?
I asked what the name was. I go Saint Patron something. I couldn't remember what it was called.
So it's called Patron Saint.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, you can't make a mistake in this room and get away with
it. No.
We're not going to let you do that.
God forbid somebody's missteps.
Oh, I'm sorry. You weren't hilariously laughing at me making fun of her. Hey, dude, the Patron Satan. You go to Satan Patron. And we made a simple joke about you sounding low class, and ever since that moment.
Was it we or was it a you?
Was he not laughing? Did you not hear him laughing?
I didn't hear him, insult where I come from.
He was trying to drink coffee and had to stop. He was laughing
so
hard.
A tough.
All right, so look, I love how it's like rules for thee, not for me, from you.
No.
Because if we're killing somebody else.
False. You mispronounce crap all the time, and we don't jump down your throat every time.
Okay, I don't want to pile on, but I cannot see you on the camera right now, and people are upset about it on the live stream, Kimmy. So
somebody,
if you could fix
somebody
that.
Moved it.
Okay, see, look, you're just falling all over the place this morning.
Well, stop touching my stuff.
Okay, yeah, she's in a great mood.
She said that on her honeymoon.
Oh, you're not going to jump down his throat on that one? All right, it is currently 18 degrees right now. Yes, but with the wind chill,
where we at?
It feels like 2.
Ooh, 2.
Yes. And just a heads up, when the temperature gets really low, sometimes, depending on where you are, the road salt and things like that
don't work.
Has a hard time working. And that seemed, maybe it was the case this morning. Now, I came in at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it may be different now. Listen to Marty. She'll have all your traffic updates. So I'm on West Henrietta Road and Lehigh Station.
Okay.
The corner right there. I'm about to turn left. And as the light turns green, there is one other car, and it is laying on the horn.
Oh.
And it's coming through the intersection. And I'm like, what the hell's going on
here? Yeah.
The wheels are locked.
Oh, she's sliding?
Yes. It's a woman. She is sliding through the intersection.
Notice I always assumed it was a woman. But even before I knew the story, I said, she locked it up. Is that bad? Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, it is bad, because you have the worst driving record in this room.
Oh, okay. I say one wrong thing. I say Patron. And now my feelings are hurt for the day. I'm going home. I've had it with you, too.
Hey, but see, that's what happens when you side with him. That's what happens.
I didn't side with anybody. I'm on my own side.
Scorpion killed the frog. And he said, why? Because that's who I am. So, yeah, this woman, the wheels are locked
up. She's sliding through.
She's sliding through the intersection. And thank God.
It's the scariest thing that could happen to you.
I agree with you.
There's nothing you can do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're stuck there.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing was, so thank God she had laid the horn on, because she would have broadsided me. I wasn't really, I would have just gone. It's a green light. But as she's like 10 feet in front of me. As she's sliding through the intersection, she looks at me over her passenger seat, and she does this. She's like, she shrugs with like a face like, what are you going to do?
Life goes on.
But she had both her hands off the wheel. And
I was
she's,
like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, but like 20 miles an hour sliding in front of me through this red light.
Maybe she gave you a little something, a little acknowledgement.
She did. But it wasn't like a help me look. It wasn't like I'm out of control. It was just like, well, what are you going to do?
Probably not her first rodeo.
Well, if it was
well, and I mean, if she's driving at that time, like let's say that's her normal commute time, you're kind of used to nobody else being on the road, right? So it gives you a little bit of a...
Yeah.
Not like a sense of safety, but like at least I'm not going to hit somebody right now.
You realize what you're doing.
What?
You're making his argument as to why he can roll through red lights.
After hours.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not saying... You obviously don't want to slide through an intersection, but if you know like you're not going to at least hit anybody on the way through.
Okay, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there standard protocol for what you should do when you realize you're about to slide through an intersection?
There's nothing you can do.
But we've all done it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've done it, Kimmy. You've done it. You've slid through an intersection?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I have. I can't remember a specific time.
I can remember every time.
Yeah, it's like horrifying.
Yeah. I guess maybe I haven't done it, though.
Like, I snapped an axle one time going into Wegmans.
What?
I crushed an axle, my front axle sliding into Wegmans.
How fast were you
sliding into
not
Wegmans?
Not at all.
Well, but in the parking lot.
But the whole weight of the car and the tire hit the curb and just crushed the tire.
Okay. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
What's that?
That's not how physics works, man. You must have been going at a decent clip to crack an axle.
A car weighs thousands of pounds.
Can you Google that?
And then when the weight, all that weight is on one tire, hits the curb, it crushed.
So,
I like how you say I don't speed. Now I speed.
No, you do speed because you got 3 speeding tickets in the last 2 months.
Yes, so.
So you
do
speed?
I don't know what you're racing.
A jet setter.
You're a jet setter in your car.
Yes.
By speeding.
Because I jet ass around.
Okay.
In my car.
No, because like I'm being serious.
But there's nothing you could do. Outside of laying on your horn, you can't stop the car from sliding. Like you're just dead in the water.
So it's just the horn. That's the only option you have.
Yeah, and who... I mean, that could be too late.
Yeah,
like,
you're
if
right.
You were halfway into that intersection, the horn does nothing for you because she's going to hit you.
Well, if you're halfway into the intersection...
Like, I mean, if she clips the front end of your car.
You know, you're right. Me. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, like, at what point do people hit their brakes coming to an intersection where they realize, okay, this is going to be really bad? Because, like, thank God she realized soon enough where even before she was coming into the intersection, it went, Because, like, if you're a late breaker, you got some serious problems coming.
Well, you're toast. You probably can't do anything about it.
You're just hitting somebody?
Probably. And that's the scariest feeling when you're sliding up on somebody and like you're just like your ass is completely clenched, your whole body is just tense, and you're just and if it doesn't happen, you're so relieved.
It is funny to your point about the physical, what happens physically.
Yeah.
Your legs lock, your pucker, your whole pucker.
Oh, it's done.
But it's like your body is trying to control the car.
Yes.
Like if I flex my knees and quads hard enough, the car will stop.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't do you any good.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Coming to work this morning. Be careful on the roads. They may be better now, but they were icy.
Slow your ass down.
At least on Henrietta. I watched a woman, my light turned green on West Henrietta and Lehigh Station Road. She slides through the intersection, laying on the horn. Give me the heads up. I can't stop. But as she's in front of me, like 10 feet in front of me in her car, she looks across the passenger seat and goes like, well, like shrugs, like makes a face like,
yeah, life goes on.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to RJ. Hey, RJ, how are you, buddy?
What's up, man?
What up?
I was out door dashing this morning, and everybody was doing that, but a tip for Tommy, pulsate your brakes, bro.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Pulsate your brakes, bro.
Okay, RJ, I know that's like the first tip is like, you know, tap the brakes, but sometimes that doesn't work.
Right, and then you panic because that's not working. The only thing that's pulsating is my pucker.
Pucker, pulsating pucker?
Yeah, bro. I got a pulsating pucker.
Wow. Well, that's what I always do, and it always works. And I, because everybody always thinks about it, and they always want to just slam on their brakes. That's all you're doing, is locking everything up.
Hot takes from RJ. Hey, RJ, let me ask you a question. You said you were door dashing this morning. What time are you dropping off food for people?
I literally just got done probably like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, what was your last order? Do you know what was in the bag that you dropped off?
Burger King breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Calmed out over there.
I know.
Chris sandwich?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, great talk, RJ. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, guys.
That guy seems like a parallel ass.
He runs overnight?
Go pulsate those brakes, bro. Quick sidebar. If you are getting breakfast from Burger King and you don't get the Chris sandwich, you've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, okay.
The only
time does Burger King open?
I didn't know they
did breakfast.
Ended.
5 o'clock? Oh. Yeah, everybody does breakfast now.
I guess so.
Wendy's, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Burger King. Mm. Burger King's done breakfast for a long time.
Well, McDonald's was always number one.
Yeah, okay. Every time we talk
Mickey
about
D.
No, you bring up McDonald's because that's like the only fast food you ate 30 years ago.
Well, that's all that was available. You guys don't appreciate everything we've done for you.
Shut up. There's been multiple.
We had to eat those Egg McMuffins to get the other people to get turned on to it. Yeah.
What?
Us.
You heated them?
We gave you McDonald's, free porn.
You didn't give us anything.
Yeah, we supported it.
You gave us expensive houses and crippling debt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why you had the porn to take your mind off the debt.
Going back to what you're supposed to do through red lights, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Breaker Facebook page. This is my favorite start to a Facebook message ever. Right. You ready?
Is it better than pulsate your brakes, bro?
It might be. It might be. This is from Eric. Eric says, I'm driving right now. Let's stop.
Okay.
He's Step one.
He's writing us on Facebook while roads are icy, and he starts it with, I'm driving right now.
All right, what's his tip-a-roo?
You just have to simply stop soon enough where you're not going to slide through the intersection.
Oh, wait, so anticipate the unexpected and stop sooner.
While you're writing us on Facebook while you're driving. Do that. Why would you not call? I know you're not supposed to talk with your hand, right? Like, let's say he doesn't have Bluetooth, but even that seems safer than typing out a Facebook message while you're driving.
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't know. I mean, the thing that sucks about the icy roads, like when there's snow on the road, you can see it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much even everywhere you go. The icy roads are rough because there'll be a patch of road that's totally fine, and then it looks the same 100 yards down, and you're slip sliding everywhere.
You're hitting the black ice.
Exactly. Yeah. Not to mention, you know, in the greater Rochester area, everything's 12 minutes away, right? But town by town changes how well they handle their snow and ice removal.
Yeah, and who gets the most and who gets the least. Because it's, you know, you could be 10 minutes and it's like a completely different road.
Yeah, because like I grew up in Gates. I mean, Kimmy, you grew up out in Hilton, Grease, Grilton area.
Yeah, you're
right?
A country kid.
But like those, Gates was great at removing snow and ice. Grease was always good at it too. No?
Yeah. No, I was going to, I mean.
Every guy's got a plow attachment.
I remember going to school in Hilton. I knew we wouldn't have a snow day unless Grease did. Because, like, if they couldn't get through those roads in Grease, then there were, it was everybody, pretty much everybody on the west side, I feel like, went off of Grease.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't realize how spoiled I was growing up learning to drive in Gates because, at least when I was a kid, the roads were always really good in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Out in Henrietta.
Oh, you're screwed.
Well, yeah.
You're all the way out at the end of Henrietta.
But even on, like, West Henrietta Road, like, when it switches over to the city.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, switches over to Brighton, like, the roads are better. And then the city seems to have the best, like, snow and ice removal.
They got the crew.
Yeah, those main roads, if you're, because I come through, like, Main Street every day, and that's always clear, like, first, I think.
But I'm taking Mount Hope, and it's fine. I mean, when I was a kid, like, I grew up right on the line in the 19th Ward. It didn't used to be that way. Like, the 19th Ward was always snowy and icy and bad when I crossed over the bridge. I'd get back to Gates and be like, road again.
Like, Pittsford, those roads are pristine, and they've already got the sidewalks plowed.
Seriously?
Like, they salt the side and plow the sidewalks.
Like,
they're already
early
done.
In the morning?
They're already done.
Why?
Well, you got your walkers.
You got the joggers and stuff. You got
joggers,
the kids from NAS that do their cross country. And
it's 2 degrees.
Bro, those kids are out running all the time at Fisher and NAS. And so everything is salted, plowed, the sidewalks.
It's great, man.
Everything's lit. Everybody's happy.
Nobody's happy in that town.
Everybody's.
So why you live in that town is because you're not happy. I'm looking for, I want to feel something. Slap me in the face.
Everybody looks like a jolly Dick Cheney. Like you just blew off your friend's face with a shotgun. Jeez. And he apologizes for stepping in your line of sight.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has become such a problem that the state decided they needed this department to hold a press conference to let New York State residents know they need to stop doing this. But all of it's for nothing. Because unless you're someone who works in this business and sees what these look like when it's all said and done, as long as you're in the privacy of your own home or your workplace, ain't no one going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, the State Water Department, don't even get me started about the Water Department.
Water Authority.
Held a press conference to tell people to stop flushing so-called flushable wipes down the toilet.
Stop wiping your ass.
No. Wipe.
Like they're specifically branded white, like toilet wipes.
Like those baby wipes and those ass wipes.
You got it. And there's a thousand different ones. We'll get into this sec. So the state comes out in this press. They held a press conference for this.
I know.
They said that everything that isn't toilet paper will not break down when it gets in the system. They say flushable wipes are a problem. Paper towels are a problem. Mm-hmm. They say even some tissues will cause clogs and pipes and...
Yeah, only toilet paper.
And clogs in mechanical equipment. And they say those items stay in the system until someone has to go and get them out.
That's got to be fun.
So, they go on to plea. And they're saying, don't do this for our sake.
Mm-hmm.
They say it takes time and money to get this stuff out of the system. And when it does, it is your taxpayer dollars.
Because they got to like replace the pumps and the all that crap.
And they have to pay people to go in and get that stuff when it clogs it up. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And remember, we're an honest show.
Mm-hmm.
You a wipe flusher?
I was. And then when I lived in Cornhill in my apartment, we all got turned on to them, right? It's like the greatest thing ever. Especially if you've got a hairy Italian ass. It's tough to get it clean, right? So those wipes were like a miracle, right? A couple of wipes and you're good to go, man. You're squeaky. But I clogged them and all of a sudden my downstairs, because I was second floor.
Yeah.
My downstairs neighbor, I completely pooed her ass.
Oh.
Down the walls, everything, man.
Down the walls?
Oh, yeah, because it overflowed and busted through the wall and went into her apartment. My stank ass was in her apartment. So when the guy came, he goes, it's these wipes, man. They're clogging up the system. And he goes, these pipes can't handle this stuff.
One of the worst Poltergeist sequels of all time, by the way.
Bro, I was having a ball wiping my ass.
So this is how our apartment got flooded those two times. The girl above us, she wasn't flushing those wipes, but she was flushing like the Lysol wipes.
I know you want to get to tampons.
No,
no. Second time he's trying to get there.
But they put their pads down there.
No, they don't. Nobody flushes their pads.
Talk to any guy that's owned a bar. The amount of pads and tampons.
Nobody flushes the pads. It won't even flush.
You think it's a women's prison.
Anyways, but any of those like cleaning wipes, those all, people think they can flush those. Don't
do that.
And those
baby wipes are another one. Because we just had the little ones over at the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never realized how many of those you got to use on a kid.
Yeah, it's
between the nose and the ass.
I mean, every ass job is a 3 to 4 wipe process.
Yeah, so you're putting all that stuff down your toilet, man. You got a problem.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to call you out personally, but I'm going to do it. Because you just told that story about being in Cornhill, and then you're like, oh, it turned me off the wipes. You lie. Because no, you lie.
When else did I do it?
Well, you even know. You know you're caught. What else did you do? What did you do?
When?
I showed up here around 17 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was after you were out of Cornhill. You had your empty house in Webster at that point.
Yeah.
And next to your seat sat wipes, baby wipes.
Do I use them then?
And when you went to take a dump, you would take your baby wipes and walk into the work bathroom and wipe your ass and flush that baby
wipes.
It ain't might have. You did it. So after you pooed your downstairs neighbor, you still brought those wipes into work.
Wipe.
Okay, no. It's,
work wipes different than home wipes.
It's the same toilet system.
No, these are big industrial pipes. They're like huge.
Bro, these pipes were put in like the 1800s.
Bro, you could flush a pig down these things.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the state water department came out earlier this week, held a press conference to tell New York State residents to stop flushing wipes down the toilet. Say it's not going to break down and someone's going to go in and get them. It's breaking machinery. Let's talk to Todd. Hey, Todd, how are you, buddy?
Hey, yeah, that's my department, unfortunately. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't actually work in this, but I work with the guys. I've never even heard of the state having a department for that. I thought it was all towns and villages. And
no, I had thought the same thing, but someone from the state working for the water department held a press conference, unless they made the whole thing up, right? I work for the state, and everyone's just like, okay.
I've never heard of a state water department. That's new to me, but you know, if these are really non-degradable, like they say, why aren't they finding these companies that make them? People are going to keep doing it.
It is a valid question, because they market some of these wipes as flushable wipes.
Right. Mm.
But they're not flushable wipes, Todd.
Don't do it.
I agree, but the state should be going after the manufacturers, not the, you know. I mean, I understand saying, trying to do it, but wow.
Get them. Go get them, Todd. All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you want your big wipe.
There goes Todd. Oh, and you're gone. Big wipe is gone. I mean, this doesn't seem like a fight that the state's going to win.
No.
Only because of the rise of the wipes the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many dude-oriented wipes you can buy. One of them, in fact, so called dude wipes.
Really?
You've seen dude wipes?
They got to be the size of like a gigantic like towel.
Why would they be bigger? They're just marketing.
It's got to be the size of a beach. They got to be bigger than your dainty ass wipes.
Well, I think
big man, like your old man's ass. That's an ass.
You're talking about Kimmy's dainty ass.
I'm also talking about her husband's big ass.
No,
man
you just
ass.
Said it's got to be bigger than your dainty ass.
Well, she does have a dainty ass, and her husband's got a big old man ass. What do you want from me? We're talking ass here. We're all adults. I got a hairy Italian ass.
She's been going around here.
You got a busted Irish ass.
I have a very for all the hair I have, my whistle hairless.
Oh man, I am like sold out.
I got
it's like a forest down there.
I got hairy cheeks, clean balloon nut.
I think I have like mice and like
great
monkeys
guys,
running
great,
around down
awesome.
There.
Well, no, I mean, can I ask an honest question before? I don't mean to cut you off.
Sure.
Do you know if your husband has a hairy knot?
I have not examined.
Okay,
wait, all right.
But I just kind of thought all dudes had a hairy butt.
They do.
The cheeks, yes.
Well, yeah. Because
my husband's not like a
don't.
Super hairy person. So I don't, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
But there are some ethnic groups that do not have hairy ass.
Oh, for God's sakes. Email Tommy at WCMF.com. Oh,
who's going to pick up that flag and march it down the street? I'm not saying anything negative or positive, but certain nationalities are not as hairy as ours.
No, I mean, Irish people are hairy. I got a clean runway down there, and maybe it's genetic, Irish, and I love that.
So you got
out.
Like a smoother
I feel like, no,
Asian ass.
I feel like, not Asian.
You'd
I feel
have
like
to have
Irish
a smooth
people.
Asian bros is smooth.
How would you know?
I know Asian guys.
You really? You've seen their knots?
No, but I talked
to them. You went down to Beijing Knot Berry Farm and checked it out.
I think a lot of Irish guys are patchy hairy.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
You have patches of hair where it's super hairy, and then you got nothing in other places.
No, she's not wrong. Like my face, my back, I got patches all over the place. But yeah, no, I'm telling you, man.
Well, you're lucky.
I'm gonna guess. Moving on. I'm gonna guess most of the offenders of the flushable wipes, even people who know you're not supposed to flush them, live in like apartment buildings because it's like, nope, not my plumbing system.
Yeah.
Don't care. Like you're really gonna care if it's your own house You know, you have to make that call to the plumber when everything explodes. But if it's just affecting the guy below you, then who cares?
But that's what's so funny about this press conference is that's what the state's trying to tell people. It's not just about your house. It's about the entire system. Like, you're screwing up everything. And as we're having this conversation, I'm getting some gross-ass tweets.
Like what?
Joe sent me a DM. He says, this is what happens when you flush more than poop, pee, and toilet paper down the toilet. And he sends me a picture. That's what he pulled out of a machine.
I can't see what it is there. It's like
it looks like your face. It's disgusting. Bro, it's like a 3-foot by 3-foot just gunk of glob.
So it's a big glunky ass glob.
I'm going to say something, Joe, and I say this because I care about you, buddy.
So it's like clogged sewage.
Yeah, essentially. But he's got rubber gloves on to pull it out. But the gloves don't go far enough down his wrist, so it looks like he's got like
poo wrist. Oh, yeah. Talk to any guy that does septic.
Yeah, like, you must just become
so when I have the guys come and pump out our tank, that's a rugged-ass job, man.
Well, yeah, man.
Bro, I don't know how those – I don't know. They should charge – I shouldn't say this because we have a septic system. Charge whatever you want, bro, because we're at your mercy.
252-WCMM. Okay, so we brought up like the wipes. It seems, Kimmy, that the wipes are aimed more towards guys. We brought up dude wipes.
They're definitely marketed more towards men, I would say.
And the funniest thing about the dude wipes is they're just baby wipes. But because, much like we talked about with Yellowstone a couple weeks ago, like you have to like market it towards.
Tough it up.
Oh, it's not a baby wipe. It's a dude wipe for your ball.
After a hard day of working, you come home to a smooth wipe and a cold Budweiser.
But that's the same for like most like men's skincare products and soaps and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it has to be like the tougher version of your wife's soap.
Yeah. Like I don't know. I don't want to smell like a lava rock. I don't know what that is. Why do I care?
Oh, that lava soap that's like grit?
Yeah. But like, no, she's right. Like when women get scents like
it's
vanilla.
Be like black packaging.
Yeah. Yeah. We get like attitudes.
So there's a scent I just saw on TV for guys and it's pine tar. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff you put on a bat.
Yeah, my wife got me pine tar soap a couple Christmases ago.
What does this smell like?
Pine tar.
But that doesn't sound pleasant.
No, it actually smells better than you think. It's like woodsy.
All right.
I don't even know if it smells like pine tar. I never got to wood baseball bats. I wasn't a good good enough baseball player, but it just smells like a tree.
Okay.
There's this one soap my husband bought once, and when he would get out of the shower, I'm like, the smell reminds me of something. And it was the same scent as like this Bath and Body Works lotion I purchased as a teenager. But the packaging of the soap was like this giant, like aggressive looking bear. And I can't even remember what it was called, but I'm like, you smell like a freaking like lilac, but you got, because there's a giant bear on the packaging. It makes it tougher for some reason.
Men are simple people, Kimmy.
Yes.
We are simple people. All right, so as we try and come up with a solution to this, because again, people think privacy of my own home, privacy of my own workplace, who cares?
Yeah.
Elijah has an idea.
All right, what does he say?
He tweets at us, the state should just pay for everyone to get a bidet, maybe give out grants like Fairport gives out grants for porches.
We don't know how to use bidets. You got to be European.
Nah, I agree with you there.
Have you ever tried one?
Yeah, I told you my bidet story where I thought I was getting sodomized. It was too hot and too powerful.
And and you got to be really accurate with your squirting, or else you're gonna hose your whole undercoat.
Do you wipe after the bidet?
I think the bidet is so you don't have to wipe.
But it's almost like a power wash, right? Like it's then you're
You walk. You do a duck walk for 3 minutes, spreading your cheeks.
I always wondered, like, are you wiping after?
Ask a European.
I hated it. It was the worst experience of my life. I was screaming on the toilet because it was like a time bidet. Yeah. It was in a hotel we stayed in a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, my wife thought something was wrong.
We had to see when you went to London.
We didn't have a bidet.
Really?
There was no bidet.
Wow.
Straight up American toilet.
Toilet
in America. One of the best Supertramp albums of all time. No, but, like, I'm convinced the people that use bidets are not entirely clean down there. There's no way.
That's what I mean. Like, it seems like it would cause more problems if you don't.
So you don't
dry
think like
after.
These European people have a clean ass?
It can't happen. It can't. I just don't get the physics behind how the water can get everything it needs to get.
Well, I would think if you do it right, it's probably cleaner than smearing your ass with a piece of paper.
I don't know, man. I wipe off stuff on my counter.
I mean, you're still smearing, man. Like, you never get all of it.
No, but like just the water. What if there's like a? I don't want to get it. People are eating.
Bread. No, it'll blast a berry off your ass.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is one of those laws that doesn't give you a definite time before you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think we're all going to agree this is way too long and definitely dangerous.
Yeah.
But with these allegations, it is strange that this woman would even risk what police say she did. Because when there's a kid involved, someone is going to say or do something.
Oh.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Farmington.
What happened?
A 38-year-old woman has been arrested after police say she left a child in a car on Sunday.
All right.
The details? Police say the woman knowingly left this kid, whose age we don't know.
And it was frigid.
Yes, in a child restraint seat in the parking lot near a supermarket.
So they were young enough to still be in a car seat?
This is what it sounds like. When you brought up the frigid, the police say temperatures outside were 27 degrees with a wind chill of 13.
Mm-hmm.
They say the kid was alone in the car for 20 minutes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now, she's been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. She has a court date coming up to face those charges. And before we get into the crux of this conversation.
Yeah.
Does anyone in the room want to argue what this woman did?
Oh, no.
Is okay? Okay, allegedly?
I mean, it's freezing ass cold. It's 20 minutes.
Okay, so we're all in agreement what she did here.
Yes.
Perfectly reasonable to arrest this woman. Okay. And here's the thing. We don't know all the details. Maybe there was some kind of mistake if it happened the way that the police say that it did. Right? Like, I mean, every parent has been in a situation. Yeah. I don't know. But it is hard to defend what happened if it happened that way, it being that freezing cold. So this conversation is not about this woman was in the right.
Yeah.
It is hard, however, because with these stories, there isn't a definite period of time, nor how far away they tell me I'm allowed to be, where I know I'm in trouble if I leave my kid.
What's the footage away from car?
Yeah, you
footage,
got it.
Age, yeah, like all of that. There's nothing written out. Like this is the line.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like Tommy, for example, if this woman had to run into a gas station to get a loaf of bread, and she was gone 120 seconds. Do you think that woman should still be in trouble?
No.
Okay.
But I don't know what the laws are. So, because this happened to me over the holiday.
Ooh.
Because I had to run one of the little ones in between houses. because my wife was tied up with the other one.
Cowboy, cowboy, oh, come yeah. over here.
I'm pretty much I'm a bellhop.
Travel like black.
Baby Uber.
So I got
a boober.
So I got a close to a 3-year-old.
Okay.
And I'm going to shuttle him over to the other house. So he's in the seat. We're all set to go. And I realize I need gas, but not like I'm like on E. So I was thinking about sliding into my local and getting the pump on.
Sure.
And I was thinking, am I allowed to get out of the car, pump the gas with the kid in the seat?
Oh.
Or do I have to, can you do that?
Oh,
do I have to have like two parents in the car, or do I have to like take him out of the seat with me while I pump the gas?
So you were nervous about standing next to the car pumping gas while the kid was in the car.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. I've always done that.
Did I let him play with the handle?
No.
With the pump.
Wait, you were going to hold the kid while you were pumping gas?
I don't know what the laws are. I don't feel like getting in trouble. So I just said, screw it. I'll just drop him off at the house. I'll do it on the way back. But like I was conscious enough to know like I ain't risking it.
So you got gas afterwards?
Oh, yeah, because you don't know if somebody sees you and, you know, wants to be a pump prick. And next thing you know, I got the cops on me.
Quick sidebar.
What?
I do find it very funny.
Again,
that you know you never had kids, right? So you don't know how this stuff works, which is understandable. You're naive, ignorant of the situation. But like you're a grown ass man your age is like, do I have to take the baby out of the car to hold him while I pump the gas?
I don't know what protocol is.
Does the baby need to have their ID on them at all times?
I don't know how to entertain the kid in the car because he wasn't liking the Richard Pryor I put on, so I don't know what to do.
No, I mean, that's no. You're allowed to get out of your car and pump gas while your kid's in the car.
I guess you are. But, you know, there's people that just want to light you up for anything.
I've never seen anyone hold a baby while pumping gas.
You're standing there. Yeah, you're
Which
still.
Which maybe he's even worse.
Yeah.
Because he's getting the fume.
Exactly. Yeah. Not good. All right, so I guess the question becomes this. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How long does the average parent feel comfortable leaving their child in a car while they go do something?
Well, think about this. How long would it take you to pay inside? Oh, at a gas station, probably 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's say you got 5 minutes total away from the car, and the kid's still in sight line.
5 minutes is too long for me.
But I can see the car. I can see the kid.
Yeah,
five minutes.
I mean, there's just too many, I guess, risks involved
right.
here.
So what's the time?
God forbid your car was broken into or something.
But that could happen in a second.
That was my biggest fear. No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right.
So what are you saying, 2 minutes?
I would say 2 minutes is my personal limit. Like when my kids were young, where they couldn't even talk, the 2 minutes wouldn't even go for me. And it's only because I was paranoid. I'm not judging anybody. I would take my kid out of the seat, go and get a loaf of bread from the gas station, pay for it, take my kid, put him back in the seat, which sucks, by the way, especially when they're in like coats. Because like putting a kid in a car seat in a coat is like trying to wrestle a snake.
Yeah.
But like it wasn't until my kids could speak where I would even feel comfortable, like, the 2 minutes inside in case somebody showed up or my kid could be like, that's my daddy. He just left.
All right.
I needed a witness.
All right. So you said 2 minute tops.
It's my opinion.
All right.
But that's, I mean, I'm not judging anybody.
Because I could get it out of the liquor store in 2 minutes. Easy. I could. And I know right where the booze is, and I hit the line.
I guess you know what
the line might be? Read the potential future headline in your head and then decide. If that's what you're okay with.
Yeah, like...
Grandpa goes into liquor store, leaves child.
Elderly woman that turns out to be man, leaves child in car while in liquor store is not a headline. Unpopular radio personality, worst grandpa ever. Not a headline you would want to read. 252-WCMF, we've got folks waiting on hold again. A 38-year-old woman arrested in Farmington after police say she left a child in a car on Sunday. They said it was 27 degrees outside, wind chill of 13. The kid was in a child restraint seat in the parking lot of a supermarket, and he was in there, he or she, for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's not good. But where do people feel comfortable? How long and where, with the kid still in the car? Larry's on CMF. Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey, man, what's up?
A lot of questions, you know, was the car running? If the car was running, the wind chill doesn't amount to squat.
Okay, let's time out there for a sec. Larry, would you feel more comfortable leaving a baby in a car with a car running?
As long as I'm within 10, 12, 15 feet of it.
Okay, but in this case, this woman, it sounds like she was in the grocery store.
Yeah, she was shopping.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Okay, so Larry's out on that one. All right, Larry, did you raise kids of your own, buddy?
I did.
Okay, so at what point, what is your time limit for leaving the kid in the car on, let's say, like a 50-degree day?
On a 50-degree day?
50.
Well, I'm 76. When I was a kid, you could do, when I was young raising kids, you could do that. Yeah. Today, it's just too darn risky.
I love Larry. I was allowed to be a bad father. You guys said, hey.
No, but at least 50 degrees, no. The kid's fine.
No, I wouldn't risk. No, I'm with Larry. Larry, you bring up a great point, and thank you for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, take care. Larry talks about back in the day. Yeah. Kimmy, I don't know about you. I have vivid memories of family.
Yeah. My parents would be like, because I remember as a kid, I hated going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So I think my parents were just not, they didn't want to put up a fight. They're like, fine.
I always sat in the car.
They cracked the windows like I was a freaking dog and just let me sit in there while my dad ran into the store.
But I can remember having toys in the car.
Yeah.
When my mother wanted to, you know, all these, yeah, the places that all sucked.
Sure. No, like, I must have been 6 years old. My brother was four. They would leave us in the car while they were going to
Wegmans. They were hoping.
I maybe I'm wrong here, but I also remember being able to turn the radio on, which means they left the
keys in
the car.
Sure. Probably.
Which I guess is possible.
But it was good for the environment. Keeping everything nice and warm.
Man, that Astro van that I was in, that blue Astro van, good times in the Wegmans parking lot. You know, the other thing to consider, too, as we talk about, like, leaving a kid in the car for X amount of time. And, again, we're not saying leave your kid in the car. We're talking running into a gas station, running into the bank for 2 seconds, getting money from somewhere, whatever. That person who sees your kid in the car doesn't know how long you've been gone for.
Well, yeah, you don't know anything.
Even if you pop in for 2 or 3 minutes somewhere, if they get in there, if they walk by your car right after you left the situation, they could still make that call to authority.
And that's my fear, and that was my point. Like, even, like, if I ran inside real quick, they would... You never know what somebody's going to, like, narc on you.
But here's the thing. You say narc.
And the cops have got to go investigate it because it's a kid.
But here's the thing. I don't think that person, if they show up right after you and sees a kid alone in the car, is doing something wrong by calling the authorities.
But how about you take a second to assess the situation?
How would they know when you left?
But if they... Wait a minute. No. Give me 60... Give yourself 60 seconds before you make a move.
Okay.
Nothing's going to happen in 60 seconds. You can see the kid's okay.
What?
Give it 60 seconds.
No, no. I mean, look. Why not? It takes a village to raise a child. It's a vulnerable thing in that car that can't do anything to help itself.
But you can see there's nothing happening.
You don't know what's happening in the car.
The kid's just sitting there.
Okay.
Picking his nose or his ass.
Okay. I am totally fine with any person seeing no adult with a kid in a car making a call.
But then you get them overreacting.
But if the cops show up and, you know, there's video and everyone explains everything, then it's fine. I mean, I would want someone to be concerned for my child if they were in that situation.
But let's say I was only gone for 2 minutes. I come back. Now I got the cops there, this Budinsky woman. And then don't I get, like, a record that I was a bad
person? I do wonder.
How do you know? They got to write something down. Something happened. It goes on some kind of ledger.
Let's say somebody was watching from afar and made that call.
Yeah.
Like, if they make the call, like, as you're coming out of the store, but you don't know that the cops are on their way, are you in trouble now for, like, fleeing the scene?
How would you know? Well, you don't know.
Right, that's what I mean.
That's a good question. I don't know. But
just get the hell out of there, man, as quick as possible.
No, don't.
Tell the kid to keep his head down.
Do not listen to this man.
Throw a towel over your kid and drive the hell out of there.
But I guess what makes this all complicated is, again, we don't know what the grace period is. And I guess giving any grace period creates danger. Like, if they came out and said, you have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, well, it's three, but I was only gone five. It's three, but I was only gone seven. I was gone five last time, and this time I was gone 10. Like, yes, okay, I get it. I don't know, man. Like, I would love to know, like, what they tell cops. Like, if you get to a scene and a kid was in a car for 5 minutes alone, is that something you're going to prosecute? Oh. Dalton writes us.
Dalton.
On Instagram.
Dalton. What's Dalton doing?
He says, I don't even feel comfortable leaving my dog in my truck while I run into the gas station and back. I know my dog might drive off. She's a lab. Okay, I think that's a different conversation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stupid question.
What's that?
Are labs known for driving trucks away?
In commercials. They also kick footballs.
Was he making a joke, or is that a thing that happens sometimes?
I think he's in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but people do get weird about pets too. I mean, it's the same, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think you have an equal chance of somebody calling, whether it's your dog in the car or your kid.
I would argue you have a better chance of someone calling for a dog in a car.
Yeah, you could be right.
Yes.
People seem to care more about dogs than they do people.
Yeah.
And it's both your fault, but that's a whole other discussion.
Mm.
My fur babies.
Yes.
My fur babies.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.